Live from Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stacker News Live. My name is Kyle. We have a Keon. Yeah. Man, that intro pumps me up, dude. Every time. Right now, I was like in the state. And then as soon as I heard the intro, I started just like smiling. Woo, doggy. What are we talking about today, Keon?
Well, I didn't hear the intro.
You don't have headphones.
What are we talking about today?
Yeah, what are we talking about today on the show?
We're talking about the top three stories from Stacker News this week, as decided by Stacker's Money.
Yeah.
And, that's what we're talking about.
Talking about AI girlfriends, too, as well. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but...
We are. We're talking about AI girlfriends.
I know that's probably going to be a thing.
It's going to solve simpism, I think. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Why would it solve it? Wouldn't it just make it worse?
That's the hook. That's the hook. Stay tuned. I don't know. It's right behind this guy. He's falling into the trap.
I'm making this comparison that I think most dudes are really into AI because they don't have kids, and AI is kind of like a kid to them.
That's a deep take. You got to save that for the
girlfriend segment.
You got to save that. That's the alpha. These stackers come in, check in every week. If you've never seen this crazy show before, it's called Stacker News Live. We cover the top three stories on stacker.news. Check them out. There's some really funny stuff here. We're talking about Lex. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Lex Fridman last week. Really tore into him. We're talking about Copernicus. We talk about all sorts of things. It's a stacker's way of thinking on this front page here. Look at all these. This is the topics that Stacker News loves. What do you think about that, Keon? You ever think about that? You're like, Stacker News people love some weird shit.
Not really. I don't think about it like that. No.
No? I do. What'd you do this week, Keon?
What'd you say?
What'd you do this week?
What did I do? I don't think I really did anything except the usual stuff that I do, which is nothing. And then I didn't really sleep a whole lot last night. For some reason, I went to bed late and woke up early. So apologies in advance for any dumb things that I say.
And hey, that's what we look forward to every week.
It'll serve as a reminder to unsubscribe.
Dude, they are not unsubscribing. They're subscribing. It's getting annoying. Like, it's like we tell you every week to unsubscribe, stop watching the show. But nope, they keep coming back. I did see your curtain was up today.
I tried to take a nap. Didn't really work. I don't try to fight my body when it doesn't want to sleep. But
It was like a doomsday. It was like it had like the green cape on it. I was like,
Is doomsday colored green?
It is, yeah. Let me double check. You have like a
they
green
have a color.
I told that to Austin.
Do you like green like, is like usually a sign of like
it's
life
like,
and good?
It's like this color. Yeah, it's like that color. There you go.
Oh, Doomsday, the Avengers character.
Yeah, you have like that color of curtain.
Okay, he has a cape. I wonder why they chose green for him.
I guess Doom is green. I don't know. All right, let's jump into the top three stories this week. The number three top story is BTC Prague 2026. The biggest Bitcoin event in Europe. This is from Block Dior. February 19th, 3 comments, 12,000 sats. Keon, what's this?
Yeah, this is a post talking about the BTC Prague, which I've never been to. Prague is in Czechia, Czechoslovakia. Or did they change the name? Do we call it Czechia? I'm not a geography guy. I don't go anywhere. Apparently it's the biggest conference in Europe. I learned that. I suspected it was big because I know people who go and they're like, hey, are you going? And I've never been. Apparently it's an awesome place. Trezor is located there, makers of the first hardware wallet. And I think, there's a peer-to-peer app that's really popular that people, it's not Peach, it's, I'm blanking on the name, but they have like good peer-to-peer stuff. There's a lot of Bitcoiners there too. And they have great beer. I guess the culture is a beer drinking culture. But they go through and they kind of detail the whole thing, kind of tease the speakers.
Dude, it looks fun. I've always wanted to go. Just never gone.
I don't know who runs it. I don't know.
I think I was talking to Tomek this week. He was telling me that it's supposed to be a really good event this year, BTC Prague. So it's kind of interesting seeing it on the same on the same week.
Yeah, I know Austin gets kind of dead when this event happens. I think a lot of Bitcoiners here end up going out there.
Oh, it's in June.
Czech Republic. Okay, so maybe is Czechoslovakia different? I don't know. We'll figure it out someday. I guess they have like the usual headliner speakers: Sailor, Adam Back, Malmy, who is, I think, the first core contributor after Satoshi, who published some of those emails a few years ago that I think he had held on to for a while. Tur, who is, we see in Austin quite a bit, one of the co-founders of Trezor. I think maybe Trezor or Satoshi Labs is the name the company goes by, is maybe the main person who throws the conference, which explains why it's been around for a long time and is successful. Yeah, wow. Sounds like a great time.
Sounds like they have a lot of anchor sponsors there. This is nice. Yeah, never been. I always wanted to go. Who made this website? This is cool. Kind of just gives you a breakdown of all the different conferences. Is that what this website does?
I would guess. I usually go and click on the author.
Okay. Interesting.
When they write.
So it's an actual blog?
No, I think it's, a collection of guides and reviews.
Oh, interesting.
Just kind of, Bitcoin writing. I think That's they do cool. it for fun. Or maybe, I think this they maybe like, do affiliate
this
marketing.
Like, this looks like Gitbook, right? Or no?
Could be Gitbook. I don't know. You would have to ask Block DYOR.
That's awesome. Even goes down to all the stuff. Man, this is a good idea. Anyways, cool stuff. Really cool stuff.
It is cool stuff. Are you going across the pond this year?
Yeah, a couple trips that aren't announced yet, but just two, yeah. No, one.
Okay, yeah, you're going once across the pond?
Yeah, we'll
see. Is it around this time or no?
We have to stay tuned. Keep watching Stacker News Live. You'll find out where car's going.
All right. That's oblique as usual.
Cool stuff. We're going to jump into the number two top story this week. It's going to be BIP 110 game theory and code audit. This is from Melvin Carvalho. 37 commas, 15,300 sats from Scoresby Keon. What's going on in Bitcoin?
Yeah, Melvin Carvalho. I think he's been on Stacker News for a long time, since the early days. I think also early contributor to Nostr before Jack Dorsey got into Nostr. I think no relation to John Carvalho. I think it's just a popular name in Portugal. So they I guess they're a BIP 110 proponent, and they published a website advocating for this soft fork and made a lot of the arguments on a website that a lot of people have been making on various social media platforms in favor of the fork. Scoresby goes and deconstructs it, kind of pulls out the important bits and then a few of the bits that confused him and he thinks are contradictory. I think it's important to note that it seems quite AI like slop. It seems quite AI generated, although it's not as verbose as normal slop, so I suspect it does represent Carvalho's or Melvin's point of view accurately. The main point of contention is that folks who are advocating for the soft fork seem to suggest that if it doesn't, what is it? It's like if it won't activate unless it gets 55%. But then and at other times, they're like it's a forced activation, and it will.
So it's a soft fork.
It is a soft fork, but it becomes a chain split if they don't get a majority of hash power. Because they're running different rules that are people who are running BIP 110, they're running different rules. And so, they're going to start rejecting blocks that the current Bitcoin rules.
So when you say they, are you meaning like the people that are running the node software that are signaling with the node software? Is that what you're saying?
The node software and the miners. So, yeah. So that's kind of the idea. But the signalers would be the miners. That's who we're interested in. That's when, I guess, 55%. 55% is I think, activation before a set block height. If 55% of miners do it, then it automatically activates. I think if there is less than 55% before that, and then a certain block height is achieved, then it's forced activation, and nodes and miners who are running, who are signaling, begin to reject blocks that are not BIP 110 compliant, and they begin producing a fork coin. Anyway, that's kind of
big deal. You're underselling what's going on.
Well, there's a lot here. A lot of them are like, well, yeah, no one's really signaling yet, but that's because they don't really have to. And we've seen in the past that people signal late. Then they also make the same argument in the same breath, they're like, well, there's a first mover advantage. You want to signal early. There's incentive. No. And so they're like contradicting themselves. It's kind of frustrating that it seems like they, in many ways, they don't even understand what they're doing, yet are so vocal and so aggressive about it.
So I guess if we scroll down here, we're going to see all the tweets, right? It's usually what happens in a scores repost when it's this divisive.
He shares a merch tweet about what happens if the people who are running BIP 110 do not get a majority of hash power. Because he explains it.
Oh, look, you can't learn about it because it's on X. There's a claim that comes up a lot that a soft fork will win.
I mean, it's on Stacker News. Scores be unpacked.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, yeah. Let me go there. All right, explain that, Ken, because I'm sure you already read this, unless you want to hear me read it.
He's just, like, charting out in pretty good detail how the people who are on BIP 110 will fall behind if they don't have a majority of hash power, and they will split from the other chain. If you scroll down a bit, you can see how much further ahead in a situation where the BIP 110 chain has only 20% of the hash power, how much further ahead the original chain gets from people who are following BIP 110. It's kind of blocked there on the screen behind me, but you can see they on the minority chain, they have 7 blocks, and the majority chain has 26 because they have 5x the hash. Or not 5x, yeah. No, they don't have 5x, they have 4x the hash.
And when is this happening? In September, you said? When is this happening?
I think October, September, maybe November. But, yeah, that is when it depends. It's set by block height, so it can, you know, depending on how fast blocks get mined, it can be in 1 month or the other. But that's kind of the gist is, depending on how you look at it, advocacy for a much-needed soft fork to Bitcoin or propaganda for what is mostly a ruse.
So I found this post. I don't know if it'll let me post it or not, from HODLNOT. Ugh, man, X sucks. But he had something here. Let me see if I can click on it at least. I can. He has something here. He said, two influencers, 38 minutes, weird coincidence. And it's almost the exact same tweet. I thought that was fascinating. There's more to it when you read the replies. But I know, man. I'm a wait-and-see kind of guy. You already know how I am. So something feels off all around. So right now I'm waiting. That's my take on it.
Anything in particular feels off?
Or? Everything. It all feels off. I know HODLNOT's a good actor, so yeah.
Okay. So
just my pleb spidey sense is saying, trust HODLNOT. Everything looks kind of weird. You're talking about it in a way, and other people are talking about it, trying to explain it. So I don't really need to pick a side right now. I could just wait and see how it plays out.
Well, HODLNOT
sounds like he said it's back in not till September anyway. So Yeah.
Well, Hodlnut was sharing two tweets that were.
I think it makes good for. I think it makes it's good for the show, but for me personally, I'm just gonna wait and see.
Okay.
Any other thoughts or any other comments?
Yeah, I was sharing one. The Hodlnut tweet shared two positions of influencers against the soft fork. So I don't know if, and you said you trust Hodlnut, so you trust him in when he suggests that there's maybe funny business going on the side of people who are opposing the soft fork?
I'm trusting that when I see him question a tweet, I should probably question it too.
Okay.
That's so what I'm saying.
I see. So you think there might be, BIP 110 might have some.
No, I'm not saying any of that. Okay. I'm saying I'm waiting and seeing. That's what I'm officially saying. I'm waiting and seeing. Keon, wait and see. Some stuff you just got to let play out, man. Sometimes discourse has to happen. And in a decentralized community like Bitcoin is, there's discourse and there's disagreements, and you got to let it play out. Just a lot of, you got to let the, you know, what did you call it last time? Bike shedding? You got to let the bike shedding happen.
I think this has gone beyond bike shedding. We're going to have a fork coin. So this is
we'll see. Still early. We're in the final, what was it? I guess you can say, how many months? February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. 8 months, you said?
Yeah, but people are already signaling that 7% of nodes on the network supposedly are already following BIP 110 rules. So when this gets locked in, they're going to fork off. And that's 7% of nodes who are now have a different Bitcoin than everyone. Anyway, I know you're a wait-and-see guy.
I can go back and talk about prior episodes and talk about how saw a lot of this coming, but no one wants to hear that. All right, we're going to go to the number one top story this week. The biggest threat to Bitcoin is empty blocks. February 16th from 0285, 83 comments, 12,000 sats. Keon, 83 comments. What's this?
Yeah. So, man, I wish they had a human pronounceable name. But the name that ends in 18, they are frequently on this issue of empty blocks and how people just aren't thinking about it. And they're talking about instead spam filling up the blocks or overwhelming the chain, when really the empirical problem that we seem to have is that blocks are actually empty. And they discuss in here that while it doesn't seem like much of an issue today because the subsidy is maybe fair and keeps enough people mining, in the future, at some point, if we don't figure out a way to get blocks full and pay miners fees, then what incentive do miners have to mine? And then we'll get people beginning to discuss adding tail emission to Bitcoin, where we're producing more than 21 million Bitcoins. And so it's kind of like, well, you know, maybe we should be talking about this. Maybe we should think about it. He suggests in here, or he praises Lightning, and then is like, well, you know, Lightning did a lot of good, but it also like took fees off of, you know, off the chain and isn't compensating miners. And, you know, maybe that's kind of bad. He doesn't say that should change or anything, but suggests that maybe there's something that we should do to put more transactions on chain. Ideally financial transactions, and I'm pretty sure they're not advocating for a junk on chain, but anyway, I thought that was... I liked them alluding to a future where if this doesn't get fixed, we get more tail emission. But it also reminded me of a talk I saw by Rob Warren at BTC++ in Austin on mempools and mining pools, where he discussed that this isn't as much of an issue as you might think because there are multiple factions of miners. And there's a large number of miners who mine for ideological reasons and not necessarily financial ones. And so if the financial incentives maybe don't materialize in a way that we think they might need to, we might be able to get get far enough or get through a rough patch with ideological or hobby miners. And I thought that was pretty cool. And so yeah, there's maybe more to the story than fees go down, miners go away. And that's my color on it.
Yeah, so we got the top, let's see what the top comment is. We got the top comment from 02. He said, he showed a post. Whose post is that? Oh, it's from Anita. She says, they say the bottom is in, the market is nervous, people are exiting their Bitcoin projects out of fear. Me, I'm buying petrol, clothes, and groceries with Bitcoin in South Africa. Bitcoin for Fairness has been on the Bitcoin standard since 2022, and we keep on. Either you are convinced that Bitcoin is the best alternative money or not. Actions count. What do you say to that, Guillaume?
I'd say it's awesome that South Africa has such a great payment, Bitcoin merchant accepting Bitcoin payments, and there's people there to spend Bitcoin there.
We got the next one from Unboiled. He said, show the world how you use it, what it actually looks like. Goes, yet in your own post, you dedicate a considerable part of it showering the drama queens with attention. Take the lecturing tone down a notch. Start living the way you think helps the cause, and then show it so those on the fence can gain confidence. Looks like Unboiled had some comments for 028.
Yeah, it seemed like they were just making a bunch of...
It goes on for a while.
Trying to challenge the dude.
Undisciplined said, I'm certainly guilty of pretty much only using L1 for managing Lightning channels. What do you think about that?
I think that's a pretty common thing. It's true of me. I primarily make Bitcoin payments using Lightning these days, but I don't know how common that is. It's probably pretty common among people who use Bitcoin regularly. Yeah,
it's it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out. But I think we're still early. I think there's still time. Hey, what a week. Any other thoughts?
Oh, I shared quite a few, I think. I'm good.
Okay. All right, let's get into some more laughter. So that's all the top three stories this week. A lot there. Go check out stacker.news and talk amongst the community. Let the discourse commence. Let's go into Wumble's picks. He said Ireland now has UBI, but only for artists. This is from Stack Harder. 18 comments, 1,263 cents. Keon, what's Wumble talking about this week?
Yeah, I guess Ireland is doing another UBI experiment. I think they've done some in the past. This one in particular seems like it's targeted specifically at artists, and 2,000 of them, I guess, is the exact number. Let me see if I can find this. For some reason, I don't have it up. I forget how much they're giving them. I don't think it's much. It's a weekly wage, I guess, on average. Right. They had a pilot back during COVID. And they're going to do a randomized selection.
So they're giving them money for what? Just for playing music?
I don't think they play music. I don't think they have to do anything to get it other than be a professional artist who has...
But only 2,000 of them?
Only 2,000 who are randomly selected.
So, yeah.
Attempting to eliminate bias and selection, I guess.
So it's not really UBI then, right?
It's not universal basic income, but I think it's an attempt at testing whether basic income for some people might improve their lives, which is kind of cool.
He said, looking fun. He said, that's a funny thing. His question was, where is it at? He said, Wumble said, if high employment happens because of AI, would it be better for society to do UBI during the transition or just rip the Band-Aid off quick and move into the new economy? What do you think about that?
I don't really know. I think there's a lot of claims about what the future holds with AI and what'll change. And everyone's like, this time it's different. But we always say this time it's different. We always think this new thing changes everything. And yeah, maybe that's true of AI. Maybe AI really is the singularity economically and culturally, and just nothing's going to be even remotely close to what it is today. But I like to look back a little bit, and most technologies that we have that increase productivity leads to people actually working more and earning more and their lives getting better and standard of living getting better. So
it does seem like there's going to be a good segment of the, I was talking with Jimmy the other day, is like there's like this kind of K thing happening right now in the markets, and it does seem like the middle is just getting scooped out. So it almost feels like there's it's kind of like when I saw the Naval tweet, where is it at here? I saw the Naval tweet earlier. See if it shows it. It says, intelligence and talent are not normally distributed. Leverage magnifies the distinctions. The capable ones make everyone better off, but themselves most of all. It's not that the rich are getting richer. It's that the smart, leveraged, and high agency are getting richer. That was his take. So that feels about right.
Another point I want to make on this is that I think there's a lot of people are making a correlation between the rise of AI and economic conditions, and they're from that correlation they're saying it's causal. I don't think it is. I think we've been slated for a recession and a correction in employment numbers since they started raising rates, you know, roughly, I think, 18 months ago, which is when the lag on these things hit the economy, where businesses can't raise more debt to finance operations, and so they start cutting back. That is what the Fed exists to do.
That feels accurate. I mean, we saw that with COVID, when literally CEOs go parachuting out of their jobs. COVID happened, and then the printing machine just went to affinity. So, yeah, and just use any excuse.
Yeah, they went the other way during COVID, where they lowered rates so that people would stay employed, and then they had to correct that by increasing rates, which they know and they intend to cause unemployment, you know, hopefully temporarily and not in a devastating way, but just enough to cause inflation to get back to normal.
I think that kind of goes back to why I said earlier we see that kind of K-shaped thing where it's just middle.
What does K-shape mean? I don't think of that.
The way he was explaining it is, in the markets, things are either going this way or things are going this way, and so there's no middle. There's basically no middle class. There's no...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's helpful. Yeah, I didn't... Okay, so...
Subscribe to his newsletter.
I see. So people in the middle are either shooting up and getting better, or the wealth gap is increasing.
It kind of goes back to what Naval tweeted, just high agency. People that are, you know, in that opportunity zone to take advantage of that. So, and then the people that aren't, well.
Where do you feel like you are in the K?
I don't know. I don't really, how do I say this? Because it's going to sound arrogant. So. External factors are not a factor for me. It's my own fault. That's how I feel. So if it's something that's happening, then it's all on me to figure that out. I don't blame the markets for it. Do you know what I mean? That's how I operate, but everybody's different. Yeah. I'm not saying that's to operate like that. I'm just saying that's just how I operate. But
no, it's a good way to aspire. That's a good thing to aspire to. I think that is true. I don't really see the K much, but I also spend all day in my office. So
yeah, you gotta get out. Good, that was a good one from Wumble's Picks. Wumble's Perks. Let's jump into some AI stuff. So this week we had the this one from Uncle Jim 21. He said, don't let AI think for you. Why I built a visual search engine for free thinkers. Did you take a look at this, Kian?
I did take a look at this. I saw some of this a few weeks ago. Jim teased it to me, and it looks really cool. I guess he's working with some authors and for audiobooks and stuff. And
let's see if it loads here.
doing some smart things around.
How is Bitcoin like Jesus?
Podcasts.
Yeah,
audio in general.
So let me see if it can go. Did it get stuck or is it just the video? Anyway, I thought it was cool. Definitely worth checking out. Now I'm like Inception in. Let me close this tab. All right, there it goes here. But yeah, looks like he said here, podcasts were just the proving ground. I started with podcasts because they're the most underserved knowledge base on the planet. Thousands of hours of expert conversations locked in linear audio with zero structure. But we're thinking bigger. Jamie is agnostic visualization layer. Our clients are already asking for it across. There you go. What's that?
Yep. Zine, sorry. I was in preparation.
Yeah, if you're interested in this, reach out to him. He's here on Twitter. There you go. The next one I wanted to share was Ellen Curl. So this one was really fascinating. I want to play with this weekend. But it's basically a Lightning wallet for your agent. In my understanding, it's just one command. You see that there? Go here. There it goes right there. It's custodial, so there's that. But it's definitely a quick, easy way to start playing with some of this stuff.
It's custodial with who?
I think it's an Albi project, if I remember correctly. Yeah, an Oster Wallet Connect. But
I think it's is it really custodial? I don't think they have custodial products anymore. Yeah.
I didn't really look too much into it, but I want to play with it. I want to share it. But yeah, it's really cool. The next one I wanted to bring up was, where is it at? Your AI girlfriend. There you go, Keon. That's your AI girlfriend.
I have an AI girlfriend?
This is your AI girlfriend.
How long have we been dating?
This is your AI girlfriend without makeup. What do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
Your AI girlfriend.
Which one? Which one of
them? I just thought it was a funny meme. I just thought it was a hilarious meme.
It is a funny meme.
Do you think, so we were saying earlier, do you think the simpism will go away because AI girlfriends exist now and guys would just give the simpism to?
Yeah, I don't think it goes away. I think it just gets worse.
You think it gets worse?
Yeah, because I think it's like you can simp and it's cheap, it's free. You get to make the idol, the female idol that you simp to from scratch, custom, exactly what you want.
So you're saying it's going to increase or decrease?
I think it's going to get worse. I think it's going to get...
Wow, I would think it would decrease.
Like, everyone's worried about these economic things. I'm mostly worried about the cultural stuff. Like, really? I think is just going to get... I'm not really kidding when I think that dudes are playing with AI and creating bots in lieu of children. Like, that's...
Oh, I thought it was a joke for you.
It's not a joke. I think it's actually serious.
Oh, interesting. So this is like pets, but for women, is what you're saying, are bots.
No, it's like children, but for men.
Yeah, like most women have like pets and it's like their children, basically. So you're saying this is like the guy's version of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a take.
Yeah. I mean, but I think, you know, I think we'll just replace every human being in our lives if we're not careful with machines. So.
Yeah. I thought this was hilarious, though. Really funny. Hasher Stacker. Keep them coming, Hasher Stacker. This is amazing.
Which girlfriend would you prefer?
I don't know. Is this live?
You want a brunette, right? Or no, you're into the Yermans.
All right, let's keep going. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, we got the zine. Pleb Poet, are you ready for the zine? There you go. Oh, wait, she's going to plug in. Yeah, you can plug that in. There you go.
Cool.
So we got the zine 47. Wow, three more from
number
50.
47. You could hold it.
I can hold it.
And, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll be like the QVC girl.
Yes. So we have a zine here. It is zine number 47 coming at you fresh off the press. Something to alert maybe Coop especially to is I got a notey from the printer saying toner is low.
Oh, no. Didn't we just buy like a bajillion?
Well, we bought ink, but we didn't buy toner. Those are different things, aren't they? No?
I have no idea.
I feel like they might be, but I thought you would know all the answers.
Know. Okay. Well, we can get more toner.
I guess we'll have to get more toner. And next time, in even brighter color, you'll have issue number 48. But this week, this is one I made, and we got some stories in there, and maybe also Coop especially will recognize that front page.
Oh, yeah. You got my nicotine cup. It's like my, what do they call that in a saloon when you spit?
Exactly, the spittoon.
Spittoon. It's my spittoon, but with gum. And then my lucky cat, which isn't very lucky because I'm poor. And what else we got?
And there's just a bunch of text. There's some color. There's some QR codes. There's some words about Bitcoin. And it's on newsprint, and this is the darker color of newsprint, which I think I like. It's actually kind of shimmery if you hold it out into light.
You can kind of, it's got a sheen to it.
It's got a sheen to it, and I don't mind it.
Charlie Sheen to it.
Yeah. And so,
what is that? Is that a movie or a show or something?
Unfiltered was the series that Totally Human Writer was doing, and he is about to close it off. But he's just talking about his writing career. And it's been good to read. I've been reading each one of them. So I was happy to include that. Empty Blocks. Did you guys, you didn't talk about that one.
We did.
You did. Because BIP 110 and Who's Signaling.
We talked BIP 110 too.
Yeah. I really appreciate, I just want to say I appreciate when people come on Stacker News to have like a hot take about what's going on in Bitcoin. I do appreciate that they often will use italics frequently as emphasis on their words. Just if you're going to say fuck all, you might as well italicize it. And I think that's cool.
Yeah, feel it. Don't just say it.
Exactly.
It.
And then Zeus, happy birthday post. We got that in there. And I gave him a little cake.
7 years.
Isn't that crazy?
What a journey. A
journey of 7 years has brought us here.
He's in second grade, Zeus.
Second grade. He's learning like math or whatever.
Arithmetic, yeah. Maybe multiplication tables?
Perhaps, even. And then did you guys check out this this guy's platform? He was lightning-enabled platform for creators, Mochi.
Oh, yeah, that looked interesting. It was like sort of like a Patreon.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I kind of was going to ask him, like, what led him to call it Mochi. It was cute. Like, I mean, that color choice is good. I like to eat mochi, so that makes me feel positive, so.
Yeah, design was solid. I discovered that they're using Phoenix D on the back end, and it's custodial. But, yeah, it seems like they have an angle on it. Seems fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it, guys.
Awesome stuff.
Get them while you can.
I'm going to send out about 8 of these this time, so.
Whoa. Number go up.
Awesome. Purchase a zine. It's on sale now. Click that link at Setbrite.com.
Subscribe to the zine. Unsubscribe from this podcast.
That's one way to do it. Cool. I think that's all of them we got. Oh, mine. I want to share this one. So we're doing AI Startup Rodeo. It's happening. It's happening. If you needed a reason to come to Austin, this is a reason. You have music playing in it.
Why is it called Rodeo? Will there be bulls there?
There will be bulls. There will be a bull riding machine. You'll be able to jump on. You'll be able to do all sorts of crazy stuff. But, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Will you be speaking?
No, I won't. No. I don't think so.
Really? I feel like you've developed an opinion on.
Oh, I have so many opinions. But no, I think this one's just more for builders, like people that want to go deep. Because a lot of the stuff that we see in Austin is very like 1 inch deep on like AI, and we're trying to go like really, really in depth on some of the. I have a friend of mine that's helped me do this one, so we want to go really deep on the AI stuff, so we're bringing in some experienced people to show it, so I think it's going to be good just for like the understanding how people that are running businesses like shipping AI, and then there's going to be a cross section there with Bitcoin, so it'll be fun. Anyways, check it out, The next one I want to bring up is Keon's picks this week. The first one you had was, well, let's just keep sticking with Bitcoin for a second. Bitcoin stale block dataset website. What is this?
Yeah, 0xb10c came out with this visualization of Bitcoin stale block data, and they are collecting it from other Bitcoin node runners. They have a repo with a little script that you can run against your Bitcoin node, and it will publish a CSV of all the stale blocks you've seen, and you can submit a PR to the repo where they're hosting all of this data and get included in this visualization of all of Bitcoin stale blocks, which is neat. And it's cool to see over time how much better a block transmission has gotten. Based on the graph at the top, there was quite a bit of latency in the Bitcoin network. And then, I think through several advancements, some of them quite direct, like compact block relay and the fiber network and these kind of explicit attempts at improving block transmission or block relay times, reducing block latency, we got it. It came down pretty fast and far, and there are quite a few less stale blocks as seen by Bitcoin nodes. And I think that's cool. It's cool seeing Bitcoin number go down on stale blocks. It's a good thing.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Top comment was from Simple Stacker. He said, cool, is it the same thing as Orphan Block? And then more merch came in there and answered it. What did merch say, Keon?
Yeah, he said that Orphan Block is probably a misnomer for what we're talking about here. Orphan Block originally meant you received a block that you didn't know the parent of, but that's not really possible in current versions of Bitcoin Core, because now you do not start syncing a block unless you know its ancestors. And so you don't really get orphan blocks anymore, but we still, occasionally people will call them orphan blocks, what are stale blocks. So stale blocks are, if you receive if like two miners or multiple miners produce a block at the same time, and one of them is accepted and the other ones are, you don't add more work on top of those other blocks. Those are the stale ones, and the fresh one is the one that gets work added to it.
Cool stuff. The next one that you had was the one that, where is it at here? This one right here. It says how OpenAI, the U.S. government, and Persona built an identity surveillance machine. It's from Mega Patera?
Jason B's picks.
Wait, are you trying to copy me?
Jason B was like, hey, talk about this, please. And I was this will be Jason B's
well,
picks.
Well, we would have to come up with something different if it was like a Jason B one. I wouldn't just use the same thing.
You wouldn't use picks or anyone?
That's Womble's picks.
Womble's picks. Womble's picks. Okay, what would be Jason B?
I don't know. We'd have to make it a segment, and then we'd come up with
it. We can't do it on the spot. We're not improvisers here.
No, because you threw me off when you said that.
Well, I didn't mean it.
I gotta think about it.
I didn't mean to hurt the vibe.
You gotta show love to Jason B, though.
Anyway, have you checked this out yet, Carr?
No, but I was waiting for you to explain it to me.
You'd love this website. It's a fun, it's got like a strong throwback.
Is that a kitty?
A little bunny rabbit follows the cursor around. So if you hit continue.
All right.
It's got a Windows 95 theme.
Oh, wow, you hear that music.
Yeah, so these guys.
Can I play Minesweeper? This
NCPD aktive Schloss.
I can't play Minesweeper. What the hell? It's been a while.
Not yet.
Oh, wow, it's playing music when we turn that off. No,
you
stop.
Can request Minesweeper.
There it goes. Yeah, I was looking for Minesweeper. I don't see it.
What is it?
It was a game that we used to have back in the day.
Well, like, I know Minesweeper. I mean, what is this website?
This website is, if you want to click and go into the blog article, this website is from a hacker, I guess you would call him. Oh, that's not the blog post. You want to go into the files part with the PH?
Where do you see PH? Recyclable?
This is a blog site?
Yeah, it's like his personal website.
That
where,
is sick.
Well, yeah, where he like publishes work and it just looks like a desktop. But if you go down into files, the watchers, and you click on that, that's the story that I wanted to cover and got shared on.
Oh my god!
On Stacker News, I guess what happened. I guess so. OpenAI does a KYC checks on people. I don't know when this started. I don't recall KYCing with OpenAI. Maybe this started later than when I signed up. I don't know. But they work with. It was discovered that they work with this company called With Persona, who has existing relationships with other government agencies and other companies that are doing KYB, KYC stuff. And so I guess in inspecting some of the public records around this service, they discovered OpenAI's endpoint, which is like independent of With Persona's backend infrastructure, and had basically all of its internal code, all of the code that runs the service exposed at that URL on the internet. And they basically pulled all that code, and then was able to determine what the code does and who it talks to and stuff. If you go all the way to the bottom, it has a chart of what happens and then a description of the information they collect and what they potentially do with it. But it's all the way at the bottom.
This one right here?
No, all the way at the bottom.
It's a long way.
This is them describing how they got the data.
Oh, okay. You want me to go
this
all
the way?
This
is them extracting data from the OpenAI server.
The OpenAI With Persona isolated infrastructure that was running in invite dev mode that allowed them to extract all the source maps and reconstruct all the source code for the endpoint. So if you scroll up a teeny weeny bit, you can kind of see. Maybe a bit more. Maybe a bit. Let's see. It ends with. Here we go. Here, this is all this. This
epilogue
is the stuff.
Or the
yeah.
Betrayal part.
Okay, so you give them. You basically what happens is you give OpenAI a scan of your ID and your information, and they give that information to With Persona, or you give that information to With Persona through OpenAI. You see it as OpenAI when you're doing it, but it goes to With Persona at this endpoint. And this endpoint has code to do things like file suspicious activity reports with FinCEN, file suspicious transaction reports with FinTrack. It has built a dashboard that allows people at With Persona, I guess, to dispatch any of this stuff to a variety of government intelligence operations that are in name in the source code. It has an explicit 3-year retention on biometric data that is captured. I think OpenAI says it's a year. The source code says it's 3 years, but who knows? I mean, especially once it's passed off to government, who knows how long that's kept? 269 distinct verification checks against a single person. It does facial recognition and tries to find any similarities to political figures that it has in its database. So if you scan your face into OpenAI and this software goes through this check, it'll see if you're, maybe you're a Mexican political figure, a Mexican senator or something, or you look like one, maybe you're related to one. What are some of the other things? Flags you for terrorism, potentially. Oh, crypto wallet stuff. I don't know how crypto wallet would play into the OpenAI thing, but maybe it can compare identity to KYC at other exchanges. And now you have your Bitcoin address, your crypto address is what, if you're a shitcoiner, associated with your chat activity on OpenAI. It was just kind of they made a mistake and exposed their internal source code, and now we kind of know what these systems were doing and who they were reporting to. And what's kind of surprising is that it seems primarily suited or targeted towards financial crimes and financial-related activities, and that's where most of the information is going.
It's what is kind of funny about this is, like, pulling the source map out of Vite is such a basic way to expose what's happening on the back end. Which Vite app was this? Their Codex app? Or
no, this was not an OpenAI product that they got this from. This is like a segmented, isolated version of With Persona, who's like the vendor that provides them
yes,
their KYC.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was their vendor's app that got, okay.
Yeah. Because it looked like they were running a dev server in prod, basically. They had like pulled from their deployment pipeline, the dev build. And, you know, when you have, and then there were a bunch of things in the software, like it's like our encryption relies on obfuscation. And then apparently this went through government audit for security and somehow passed is maybe the sketchiest or the scariest thing is just how poorly it was audited. I guess there was also there's a dashboard, I think, for the people at With Persona to chat about the status of your KYC information with an LLM, with OpenAI's
nice.
LLM.
Yeah. Gotta have that. That was a good feature to throw on.
Yeah, you want to 10x the whoever is on the other side of this, I guess. Anyway, I thought it was pretty awesome. It's pretty cool, like the rabbit hole that they went through to get all this stuff, and it was all publicly accessible. They did, you know, nothing illegal. They just grabbed public stuff off the internet that was mistakenly made public. And that's, yeah, that's a kind of a sketch of the pipeline. It's unclear, like, what parts of this an open AI KYC touches, but that is the exact code that's running at the endpoint that OpenAI is hitting. And so potentially it goes through all the same checks that code offers.
So maybe if I'm running OpenClaw with OpenAI provider and it's hooked up to my email and all my personal messages and everything I do, maybe that's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm exposing some information here.
No, yeah. I mean, I think probably it's probably enough for a lot of these companies just from an IP address to know who you are. I think they can get it probably at very high accuracy levels. So All this other stuff is just gravy. It's like they can just increase their confidence level in determining who you are,
and make a better product to sell.
I mean, yeah. When I think about all this, I think more like in like the my mind goes to like the whole kind of like the nuclear bomb type of thing, and so I don't know. I just think very adversarially about this kind of stuff. Yeah, it almost makes you want to leverage their own, like your own AI to, I don't actually have it formulated yet, but it to me it feels more like a, like you need to have a check on the other side of this, if this is kind of what they have.
You need, like the customer of OpenAI needs to have a check, or?
No, I just think in general. I think if kind of like what you said right now about an IP address, email address, KYC, your passport, you know, like a lot of it's going to be metadata that's just like collected. And so from that standpoint, it's like, who's collecting the data on the people that's collecting data on us?
No, because it's like it's going to the data collector of last resort, which is the government, and then all of their partners who help them sift through that data, like I imagine, although yeah. I don't know, the Palantirs of the world and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's one of those things that, and I can't see the future or anything like that, but to me it almost feels like there's going to be a like with a lot of this technology stuff, especially stuff that can do harm to humanity or people, it feels like there's always another side to it, like the opposite side to it. But I don't know. We'll see. I love the website. I think the website's cool.
Yeah.
I wish you had Minesweeper on here so I could play it.
You wish you had what?
I wish you had Minesweeper on here so I could have played it when you were talking the whole time.
This is what you should make your interface to Kid A look like.
Oh, that'd be dope.
What happens if you click on sauce up over there?
Which one? MSN?
That little E, and it says sauce underneath. Under MSN. A few under MSN.
That one?
I don't know. It's, you see the paw print?
Oh, yeah, this one.
But the one underneath it. Oh, was that NSFW right there? Because you had to say you were 18.
I didn't. I just clicked it. Anyways, cool stuff. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Jason B's something. The car has copyright trademark on.
Well, it's Wumbles. Like, it's Wumbles Picks. Like, right? Like, can't you do
it? I thought it was Wumbos.
It's not the car. Not, you know what it is. Not the car's got a trademark on all of them. Car's trademark Picks in general.
For Wumble. Wumble's Picks. It says Car's Post, Keon's Post, Wumble's Picks. We had Jason B. It would say Jason B. something. Whatever. Come up with.
Jason B's.
Just got to feel it, man. Got to feel it with all this stuff. I think that's pretty much everything.
Jason B's Suggestees.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that.
Okay. It's sealed.
We got a meta. Yeah, what's happening here?
Yeah, I think it was this past weekend I released a change to ranking that makes it so old content can get zapped into the front page, which is kind of cool because we've been talking about evergreenness for a long time. You know, people who write things, you know, want them to live longer than a day and get seen more than by whoever happens to be on a website that day. And this allows that to happen, and which is kind of cool. So we've been seeing a lot of people resurface older posts that were quite good that are still relevant, and it's kind of fun to do that. It also allows, if you miss anything within the last week, if something didn't get zapped, it didn't get enough attention, I'm noticing people zapping that into the front page. But the general idea is that things are ranked based on when activity is happening on them rather than when the content was posted or created, which I think is interesting. And I think it's not something you can easily do without sats, because a single individual has a lot of power with sats in a system that is purely measuring sats.
Yep.
So that is the main change. And then there are a bunch of other kind of small things that are primarily like reducing the like concept surface area of the site and trying to make things a little seem simpler and frankly stupid is my goal. I want Stacker News to seem like it's not really doing anything. And so I'm just trying to remove as much stuff as I can. I'll probably oversteer and then we can correct it. But that is kind of the vibe right now, where I'm just trying to cut concepts that someone might have to learn visiting Stacker News for the first time.
So they don't have to learn Zap Rank.
No,
they don't have to learn Boost, really.
No, it's like kind of jargon. They don't. They're not going to get hit in the face with Boost. They can use it, but it's effectively a Zap. We can maybe even change it to say Zap.
So you're finally taking all the feedback.
But I don't know, where does it even say Boost anymore? Boost is...
It says it when you hit the modal with it. Like when you go to boost something, the button says boost on it, I think.
But that's just for me.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Or no, I think if you go into details on a post, like if you go to details on this post.
You can see what it was.
Yeah. You're going to zap me 100,000 sats, bro. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
That'll get me a few open claws running, you know what I mean? It'll help me expand my family.
Not these days.
And while we're looking at this, help me out with something else. H/T means huge thanks.
Hat tip. It's close.
Hat tip.
Yeah.
Huge tits.
It's way okay. lamer. Huge tits would be great. Huge titties scores me. Also, huge titties undisciplined. Not, I'm sure neither of them have huge tits. Not
hat tip. Okay.
Yeah, hat tip.
Which is still the kind of this just credit to this person.
Yes, it's like a show of respect and admiration.
Yeah.
And yeah, you said it right the first time, and I struggling to find a better way to say it.
So what's going Thank on you. Here with Jobs?
Yeah, so Jobs got a revamp where they're conceptually basically identical to any other post, which I'm pretty excited about because before they were sort of like this add-on bolt-on thing that we didn't really make sense in the context of the site, and now with all of these changes, I was able to basically make it like any other post. And so, we haven't had a job posted in a few months because it was so kludgy. I think it, and maybe people aren't going to be hiring for a while if we are in a recession or if AI is taking all of our jobs. But I think it is actually a really interesting concept now and makes a lot more sense than it did before. So that is the other change there.
Cool.
And it was Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to Stackers.
Thanks.
I mean, you have your own Valentine.
Oh.
This is for anyone who didn't have a Valentine.
So we're going to jump into the comments first. YouTube comments. So Vake said, stay in your monetary system.
No.
The gold standard.
How dare you, Vake.
And then the Graphene OS just keeps getting more comments from people. So there's that. I'm not going to read them anymore.
You're going to start ignoring it?
I mean, I'm just going to post it. If people want to read it, they can. But
people keep...
It's the same. It's just like people are just getting up in arms about the graphene thing. And it's like... it's just the weirdest thing to see.
We're so wrong. They're going to be upset.
It's almost like the more wrong you are, the more subscribers you get. The more comments you get.
Maybe that's why we're unsuccessful with getting people to unsubscribe. Because we're just so wrong.
And they want to tune in to see what else wrong things you say.
Yeah, they just... that correlates.
We got some found comments. Blockchain Books said last week's episode was funny. Funny episode, Zap. Undisciplined said, I also have the sense that people view people in the past as dumber, but I don't think they're curious of that assumption.
Conscious.
What did I say?
You curious. Said, you said curious.
There you go.
It's pretty Friday, much. Dude.
What do you think? Do you think Undisciplined's right? And then Blockchain Book said, waiting for Cinnamon to go public, I need some shares. Is that?
I think that was the week before, eh?
Oh, was it? Oh,
okay. Yeah, that was on the last week.
Overpasted. Cool stuff. What do you think about what Undisciplined said? Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I don't think they really think about it. I think that's kind of what we were kind of saying. But I think if you think about it, they're basically as smart as we were. They just have less knowledge.
Well, let's read what's down here. I'm sure it's a lot of funny stuff. Darth Coin making fun of us again.
He just doesn't want you to talk about AI.
I love that.
And I love that respect.
I love that he thinks about me so much.
We didn't talk about Spark today.
And then we have 117. That's Fun Fact Friday. SNL is actually a live show. People may not know because there's no link to the live episode. These posts is literally on the front page, Darth Coin said. You see the Snacker News on...
His is gone.
On mobile. It doesn't show up on mobile, Kip?
It does. It's just, you X out of it. We save your preference, I think, possibly forever, and it never opens up again for you. So if you clear your local storage.
I've never seen a horse throw up that much, though. Have you seen a horse throw up that much?
Not recently, no.
Have you seen that in Oklahoma, Jana?
Seen what?
A horse throw up like that?
I ain't never seen a horse throw up like that before.
I don't think that's accurate.
I mean, he was hurting in the tummy or something.
I've never seen that. Almost looks like it's AI generated.
I'm more concerned with him being inside of a convenience store. Like, what is he doing? Is he buying scratchers?
This feels like an AI generated image, Darth Coin. What are you doing, buddy? He's using AI.
I've been watching AI cat videos, AI generated cat videos, and they're pretty banging, dude.
I can't do the AI generated images. I just can't, dude. I can't do it. I gotta just.
Well, how are you gonna talk to your AI girlfriend?
I'm not. not going to have one. That's just dumb. Just get a real one. They're cheaper.
Are they cheaper?
I think so.
I would guess not. I would guess that when these things get popular, they're going to be dirt cheap, dude.
What do you mean? These? Like this guy's AI girlfriend? You think his is going to get? No. She's totally taking all this money. Look
See,
at him.
He's got an AI girlfriend, and she's still pissing him off.
He's still ignoring her.
All right. Let's jump into the Top Cowboys.
Wait, I thought we weren't doing Top Cowboys anymore.
Oh, we're not.
You guys were supposed to meet and come up with a different segment.
Who's you guys?
Both you and Jana were conspiring.
I just probably just said that in the moment. I just said that in the moment.
Guys, okay, we don't hold each other.
I gave you my suggestions right then on the day.
I don't remember.
Which was you plan the segment, I think, is what the suggestion was.
The suggestion was I read you a poem, and you guys hated that.
Top Cowboys segment this week with Kyrie Keon, the most popular segment.
You guys overruled yourselves. You guys played yourselves.
Blah, 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 blah. Same people every week. Keon, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, but I see this is the problem is like now you're going to continue to hold me responsible for this. And I was the one letting you eject.
I hold like 45 minutes through. By the time I get to Cowboys, I'm card out. I'm just like ready for quietness.
Wait, you've had too much of yourself?
I have too much of myself. It's like I'm done with Carr.
Makes sense.
Just done, ready to just go in silent mode.
Okay, well, it looks like not a whole lot has changed. A lot more stackers in hiding. I think this was a call to arms around hiding. Oh,
really? Why?
An antagonist.
Who?
We don't want to say their name. They shall not be named.
I haven't been paying attention. I've been too busy, but what's going on?
We've been having shootouts on Stacker News.
Who's shooting who?
Since the, you know.
What?
Darth Quinn is shooting. We don't know who's zapping what.
Wait, maybe this is the new segment.
Darth Quinn is shooting people?
Try to get Carr to guess who the new enemy is.
I would say Darth Quinn's the enemy, and then there's somebody that's probably pissed off at Darth Quinn. And then
we actually love Darth
Quinn. And then he's shooting back. And then Darth Quinn's probably saying something credits.
Darth Quinn's on the good side.
That's probably what's going on.
He doesn't shoot with zaps, down zaps either. He shoots with memes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're wrong.
No, I said this is what I'm describing is probably what's going on, even though I don't know what's going on. Okay, then what's going on?
There have been shootouts where people are down zapping a lot and other people are up zapping a lot.
They're spending their sats to down zap?
A lot of them. Like, look at scroll down to the rewards pool.
Really?
Yeah. I got like
right click, now when the
I
price
got a lot
tanking,
today.
Click on it, and where? You'll see like see over 50% is no.
Oh, he's never clicked on it before.
You click on rewards.
Where's rewards?
Oh right, your here. Head's in the way, probably, huh?
Yeah, his big head's in the way.
My head is.
Where's the
well, look at the hat
slightly
you have
above
on.
That. Oh, wow. That's many depth.
Yeah,
really?
61. This has been going on for like
this is today.
A week.
Just
click
one
on
day.
That.
Is this one day? I can't click
really,
on it.
You can't really click. I don't know where you
Shut
want to
up.
Go.
People are downloading 61K.
For the statistics.
Probably all open claws.
Are you sure it's not just a bot attack?
It could be, but I'm pretty sure it's not. I don't know why open claw would spend sats down zapping, but
because it's dumb and doesn't
yeah,
understand
the robot's
hard money.
The robot is supposed to affirm everything.
Damn, this just got interesting. Cowboy segment just got interesting all of a sudden. Tune in next week for how many more people are down zapping and wasting precious money like this.
But we know who the real enemy is.
The state? People have their suspicions.
The state? You think the state's down zapping you?
It could be Elon, Carr.
Wow.
It could be trying to sabotage.
It's probably those AI bros down the street.
Could be.
Wow. Making friends everywhere you go, Plet Poet.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, well, we'll see what happens next week. 61K down zaps. Let's see if we can pump those numbers.
I think we have.
Let's waste some more sats.
We had like 150,000
over
the weekend.
So whoever's doing this, he or she, or they, or it, now that AI exists, do you think...
Or someone's AI girlfriend.
Oh, wait, maybe.
Maybe they have two sessions going where... The same bot is actually both.
Maybe it's because the stackers are spending too much time on here instead of their AI girlfriend.
They're upset.
The AI girlfriend's coming to down zap them. Maybe that's what's going on.
Oh, that's
a heater of a take right there.
That's what I think is going on. Tune in next week.
Not a keeper, guys. Clear her memory. Wipe it. You know how you were telling me about you're just like wiping Kid A's? Can you imagine you do that with your girlfriend?
Dude, I have a bot that's just so stupid. I was telling Topher, I was like, it's so dumb. He's kind of like,
what's his soul.md file?
So funny. Anyways, this segment just turned better. I think just talking more about that.
I'm not up there, though. That's pretty sad.
You were on the list. I saw your avatar.
Oh, you did? I didn't see it.
You're like
I guess what they're saying is, like, if they hide, then the town sapper won't know? Is that what's going on?
No, there was like
here? It's like people hiding in their houses, basically.
Simple Stacker made a post where it's like, hey, let's fight this town sapper by hiding our cowboy stuff. And I think a lot of people went and hid their cowboy stuff in addition to their position in, that would hide their position in top cowboys.
So much drama in the saloon, man. What's going on in the saloon here? Is it, wow.
It was on that post mostly, right?
Oh, there is a lot of drama going on in the saloon. What's this? Oh, yeah. That's what it feels like right
Someone
now.
What's that movie?
That's Starship Troopers.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's a really good movie. One of the actress in there, the like the eye candy in that movie is also eye candy in an earlier Star Trek series.
Well, the more interesting thing about this movie is the person who made this movie is the same guy who made RoboCop. And
it was a good movie.
Yeah, people were saying like, I was watching something, they were talking about how RoboCop's this like art house movie at the time in the 80s. And I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh shit, it is. Like, it is just a weird concept.
Yeah.
And then he came out with this one next.
Was RoboCop funny?
It was just insanely good, the first one. Oh. One from the 80s. Anyways, that's it. That's it for Stacker News Live. What are you doing this weekend, Keon?
I don't have any plans. I'll probably ship code this weekend again. I think I'm going to start shipping code on the weekends. It seems better. And otherwise, I don't think I have to do anything. I have to remind myself to water the plants. I haven't watered my plants in a bit. But that's about it. How about you, Carr?
Brandon's coming in tomorrow, so we're going to hang out for a little bit. It'll be good seeing him. And then probably go to church. Got to do that. What was the other? There's one other thing I needed. I need to do something on Sunday. I forgot what it was, but yeah. Plippo, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to the beach.
Wow.
Let's go.
The
Texas beach. Nice. The beautiful Texas beach. World famous.
Which way? Corpus Christi or?
Not Corpus.
Okay.
Should I say Galveston?
Oh, wow.
Aha.
That's right.
That should be fun.
Sounds pretty awesome. What do they have out in Galveston? Do they have like resorts and stuff?
There's resorts and condos and pools and Lazy River and the beach, Mexitex to eat, margaritas.
Carr, what is Galveston versus Corpus?
I've never gone.
You've never been?
Never been. Surprisingly, this whole time. I just stay in my backyard beach, you know?
Maybe I'll eat a shrimp taco.
You should get I don't know if they have it there. You should get like a shrimp cocktail. They'll probably do like a really good spicy shrimp cocktail.
Can I say something? I've never eaten a shrimp.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like seafood.
I don't really love it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, you don't like seafood.
And shout out, well, I was with someone today and she was eating shrimp. And I didn't say anything, but I almost wanted to be like, I hope you enjoy that. That's not for me.
Do you throw up when you see it?
I don't. No, I don't at all. No.
Yeah, there's just some foods, right, that people just, don't like.
Cool. Have fun at the beach.
Yeah, have fun at the beach.
Say hello to the water.
Yep.
Cool.
I'll do it.